New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Life's a Pitch with me, Lucy Quinn, and the weird and wonderful Rusha Littlejohn. Today we're going to be talking about our WSL fantasy teams and revealing who got the most points on week one. A quick chat about the last week's pod, sorry, 2 weeks ago with Maisie Adam. When was that? I don't know.
8 weeks ago.
We're right. You can still see that one, so make sure you go and check that one out. And as promised, we're going to be answering some of your questions at the end of the show. So Rush, before we start, can I just apologise?
For?
I'm a bit bunged up.
Okay.
I sound like a cartoon character, and I just want to apologise to any listeners if I sound like Darth Vader just breathing through the microphone.
I like it.
Just carry on.
It's quite sexy.
Is it?
Yeah, it's better than your usual voice.
It's not as posh.
Not as whiny and posh. Yeah, so I quite like it. Anyway, how was your game at the weekend?
Yeah, good, I think. Let me cast my mind back. Yeah, we won. So that was good.
Did you not get 2 assists?
Yeah, but I wasn't going to bring that up. But as per you, you set me up.
And what's this scene about you putting a ball in, but there was like eye connection between you and
you
Big
seen
Lou?
That?
I've seen it on Instagram or something, yeah.
So basically, Big Lou comes on. And obviously, Big Lou loves a corner, loves a header. And we get a corner and I put the ball down. And Lou just like goes and stands in a little zone. Obviously, all these midgets around her because Lou's just like towering. Like.
Yeah.
And I just look and I catch eyes with Lou and she goes... Do you know she gives you the nod? Like someone gives you the nod. And I'm like, and we just had this little, and then something happened. The ref was like telling people off for pushing each other. And then Lou was still like, and I just went and delivered it in. And she obviously just does what she does best.
Good. Yeah. I'm happy for Big Lulu. Thanks.
That's yeah, nice. I'm happy for her as well. Actually.
Yeah. Good.
And me.
And you, obviously.
Yeah. Because it gets the stats up.
Yeah. And 90 minutes, was it for you?
Yeah. Again. Yeah. I've had a couple of those now. It's a shock to the system.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're carrying the team at all?
I don't want to say that publicly, but obviously, yes, I am carrying the team.
Yeah, no, I'm pleased.
No, there was there's been like both our home games, loads of goals, lots of different goal scorers, people getting involved. So no, it's been really good.
While I'm on it, what about your new signing? That's a great signing for you, Lee.
Yeah, she's
class. A player.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah,
a player.
How did that happen?
That's a good question. We don't really know.
She just turned up one day.
Yeah. She just went, what do you think? And we went, yeah, all right.
Come on.
No, I don't know. I guess like there's a connection there. Amy has worked at Brighton and Hope, obviously. And I don't know what the situation was with Lee at Brighton. I don't know if she had another year on her contract or she was out of contract. But obviously, they've worked together before and they've kind of sold the project to her, like the long-term goal, because obviously she's a very good player.
Yeah.
And she's... the club going back up to the WSL hopefully at some point, and yeah, bought her in, another South Korean.
Yeah, nice wee South Korean connection. Yeah,
she's so funny, by the way.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard a few things about her that she's
nice. actually triggered me a little bit on her first day in the gym. She's being so loud, so funny, dancing, singing funny little noises when she's like lifting, and I had to pull her and the other Koreans, Cho, and I just said, Cho, like, I'm really sorry, I hate to do this, but like, this is my job in the team.
Mm.
You're making me feel a bit redundant.
Yep.
And Lee was like, oh, sorry. And I said, look, I've been here a long time and it's taken me a long time to climb that ladder. She was, oh, how long have you been here? And I said, well, this will be like my sixth year. She just went, yeah, okay, you're in charge.
Right.
And ever since then, she's been calling me boss.
Good.
So I really like it.
That's it. These people need to come in and know their place.
Yeah,
so
I was
well
like,
done.
No, I'm not having that.
Yeah.
And also, I'm the best player here. Exactly. And then she scored 2 on her debut. It was just...
Did she get 2?
Yeah.
I didn't realise she got
45 minutes. Scored a worldie header. Just literally finessed one top bins. And I thought, yeah, I think this might be the end of my career here.
Okay.
But yeah, good girl.
Well, that's good. At least it's nice you've got someone you can maybe have a bit of banter with too. Because, yeah. I mean, the Birmingham girls are pretty dead.
Yeah, they are
so,
dead.
So hopefully this helps you get through the season.
They're not the best looking either.
No, they're not. I was rating the teams in the league recently and I was like, yous were at the top of like the ugliest team.
Yeah. Is that not how you did your fantasy team?
Yes.
That's how I did mine. I was like, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, would I? Yeah, put her in there.
Few drinks, yes.
I've slept with the whole midfield.
Have you?
Anyway, losing focus.
Speaking of fantasy football, shall we?
Shall we what? Well, hang on, how's your game?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Well, obviously, you know me. I went along to watch the game because it was at home, so I thought I'd go and support my teammates.
Cheerleader.
Oh, it was torrential rain. It took me 2 hours to get there.
Yeah.
That was annoying, but I got there. Missed the first 10, 15 minutes, so I basically arrived.
You can't be late.
It was my off day. I didn't have to go.
Oh.
I didn't actually have to go.
Did you not have to go to games?
No, the rehabbers were all given the day off.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But a few of us all turned up to watch it just because we were terrified that it was a test. You. Yeah,
yeah. It's always a test.
Yeah, so always. Yeah. So I turned up, at least. Yeah. Arrived there as Shani Boy Hlorka had scored one. Seen her goal.
What a banger.
Great goal.
Yeah.
I'm always unsure about Shani's celebrations, but this one wasn't too bad. She didn't have time
People piled on her.
Yeah, so it was good. So that was good. One. So normally she does weird stuff and goes running off to the crowd and like there's no one there. It's like a guy and a dog. So I'm like, Shani, what are you doing? And it's like... But this was a good celebration and a good goal. So I was happy. I was happy about that.
Right.
And then our second goal, by the way, I was like, whoa.
Oh.
It was so
the
good.
The new sign in again, yeah. Though.
Popped him. Like we were popping the ball in the first half.
Right.
Second half, not so much, but that's not... we're not here to talk about that right now. But the second goal was what a team goal from, like, just football, pure football, back to front. Great goal.
Nice.
Anyway, you'll see it in the highlights somewhere.
I feel like I've seen it.
Social media.
I just can't remember how it started.
Yeah, no, really good goal. And that was it. Bristol came back in it second half. Mm-hmm. We actually made a bit of hard work of it, I think. But we held on. Got 3 points, so that's what counts.
Flying.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to fantasy teams. If you want to play against us, then all the information is on the screen now.
Okay, so my team name, I've went for
United.
United, 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 United. Do you know what I mean? It's to the point, it's simple.
I quite like it.
Yeah.
It's almost too good, to be honest. I'm a bit jealous.
When I wrote it, I kind of thought it looks like Ru-knitted.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm sure people would understand it's United.
Of course they would.
So that's good. Yeah, fine. Thank
I mean,
you.
I understood and I'm not the smartest.
Thank you. So. This is the first time I've ever done fantasy football.
Right.
Anyway, it's not as easy as I thought it was because my team that I'd picked was absolutely outrageous.
But you couldn't afford it.
I didn't realise that was a thing. I was trying to save it and it was like, you don't have enough funds.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I was like,
yeah.
You don't know what's in my bank account. Uh-huh. Yes, I do.
And then another, it was like, I thought, right, fine, there we go. Yeah. And it was like, too many players from the same team. And I thought, what the hell is this?
Yeah, because my whole 11 were all strikers at one point.
Do you know what? It made me feel like a manager, though.
Yeah,
like, not
it's
how a
so
manager.
Tough, isn't it?
They turn, yeah, but they turn up to a team and they go, I don't want her.
Yeah.
She's, get her out, put her on loan. Yeah. That's what I felt like. So
do you know what else was weird about it? I don't know if you found this, but you know if you do like a men's Premier League one, I don't know if you do that.
I don't.
It's obviously like so like you pick so and so on things you've seen, but then because you know people in the WSL, I was thinking, does this make me a little bit biased? Mm. Like obviously you've got like Courtney Brosnan or like people that I played with at Spurs that I'm like, yeah, like I really rate them. But then you've got to think more tactically, like are they going to get you points? It was all a bit, I was a bit overwhelmed.
I would really like to do it without the budget, I must say, because I think it would have been phenomenal, outstanding team.
Yeah.
But look, I think goalkeepers were important, you know?
Yeah.
We've spoke about Courtney Brosnan, reliable, trusty, but Hannah Hampton can play with her feet.
Yeah.
And how my team plays, we are pure football. We dominate the ball. We move the ball from back to front. So I need a goalkeeper that can be comfortable and ping a ball. So,
I don't think
we know
what we've done here. Rusha thinks she's got this team to play now.
Well, if you look at my players here, do you know what I mean? So... we've got Janssen. I think she's obviously come back. Very experienced.
Was
at Arsenal before.
That you went with her.
Well, you know, you look at the price tag and she's reliable. She's won a lot. She's very experienced. Well, she play. Of course she'll play. She's won the Champions League. She's won leagues. She's played in Germany. She's played in England before. Great player.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right. If you fancy her, just say. Jeez.
She's not my cup of tea like that, but on a football field, she's it.
Like and subscribe.
Leah Wilson, again, bargain there. 5.5 million.
Why is she so cheap?
I don't know.
Is that the injury thing?
No.
Because I've seen that and I thought...
if it's injury thing, I'd be worth 20 mil on this.
Okay. First £100 million player.
Oh. So, yeah, ball player, yeah. Greenwood, wand of a left foot. Yeah. And then obviously, sorry, what's happened here? I couldn't work fantasy football. Millie yeah. Bright is not there. Millie Bright is at the centre here. Then we'll have Greenwood and then McCabe out there. So yeah, we've got attacking fullbacks, people that are aggressive and went, I don't want people that are too soft. We need a bit of about us. So I think that's in the back line there. And then, yeah, again, bargain for Gory. So I thought, right, she can be in the team. And she's
I
just
thought about her. Yeah. I went against it.
Breaks up play, keeps it simple.
Yeah.
Little warrior Erin, in there, but yeah. quality. She's my captain, by the way, if you're wondering. Erin was my captain.
Okay, of course.
Young potential coming through, yeah, makes things happen.
I really wanted to squeeze her in mine, but yep. I couldn't get Clinton in there.
Yep. Yeah. Then we've got Baron's daughter. Baron's daughter. Baron's daughter. Nice. And I thought height here, and she's very athletic, box to box, so I can rely on her. Again, she probably won't be out wide there.
Yeah, she might, because your team is so fluid.
Well, that's true.
That
yeah.
They just go where they yeah. want and it works.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then obviously I've got my Kenza Daly here.
Yeah, I knew you know.
Kenza can play wide, but also she can come inside, infield.
Does it
again,
all.
Yeah. let her go. Just let her go and play. And then if you look at my front line, Miedema.
Obviously.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, whatever formation I'm playing, she can maybe go in the 10 or she can be up front.
Centre back, wherever.
Same with Beth Mead. Beth Mead, though, doesn't get enough credit for her finishing skill. She's a goal scorer.
Wow.
She's a natural finisher, so two really natural
she's
finishers
expensive
up there.
As well, by the way. So
well, she's
she
English.
Be.
What do you think?
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean?
Bias, yeah. yeah.
And then
yeah.
Kiki?
Yeah.
Siki? Kiki Siki?
Yeah.
Not sure how I'm learning pronunciation, so excuse me, everyone. But you can... 4.5 million, first game WSL,
absolute
scores a hat-trick, and what a hat-trick it was. So.
Yeah, but Rich, let's talk about the fact that both of us missed the deadline and got 0 points for week one.
But so, next week...
Next week,
you better score a hat-trick.
Because when I saw that, you obviously we're chatting away on yeah. the group chat, whatever, and I'm seeing it, and I'm like, yeah, let's put her in. She's just scored a hat-trick, and then I realised, hang on a sec, we've just missed that whole... round of points. I don't really think we grasp the concept.
My thinking was, though, if you come into this new league, you know, you've came in and you score a hat trick and their goals were bangers,
you're gonna
it
be...
wasn't a fluke. She'll
no,
be she'll score a few
hot.
Goals this year.
Okay.
And if she doesn't, she better apologize to me.
Yeah, well, we also need to ask, I haven't even asked, how's it worked? We get subs, transfers, because neither of us can figure it out. Like, I've done the same as you. Gemma Bonner's left wing back, apparently, because I couldn't figure out how to put
yeah.
them in.
I wish we could just drag them, but
I
it wasn't
know,
a
why
thing.
Why didn't it let you do that?
I
you
don't know.
You do the whole thing.
But anyway, me and you, by the way, before we get to your team, we have to have a bet between us.
Oh, no.
Whoever wins.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so already I've decided that I'll probably win. So you will take me out, probably to Sushi Samba.
Sushi? They haven't let me in.
So you won't be a tight arse. You will right. take me out. You'll pay for my dinner and drinks. Good deal. What do you want if you happen to win?
Ooh.
I will not sleep with you, so don't even... No.
Damn it, that's all I want. So no, I guess... should we just do the reverse then? Whoever loses...
Right.
...has to take the other one out for a dinner of like their choice. Bearing in mind, yours will be way more expensive because all I eat is gluten-free salad. So that's great
Can't
for
wait.
You. But then should we have to do something stupid on the pod?
Of course.
Like wear something or do something.
Why don't we let the producers decide?
Oh no, don't. Don't. I can see them over there. They're conspiring already.
Yeah.
I don't trust them in the
corner. Or should we actually do it where we actually goes back to Shabandi where she says we should come in
oh, yeah.
glammed up.
Glammed up.
Just
yeah,
for
like
a band.
Dress,
yeah.
Hair, nails, yeah. all of it. Okay, we'll do that.
We might get some followers. We probably won't, but we might get two. If we get two, it's a win for everyone.
Well, there we go.
It's a win for 90 minutes. Life's a bitch. Right, talk to me about your team. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Quin it to win it. That was good.
Do you know
good.
What? I have to confess, I actually stole that because I was the star in the programme at Birmingham this week. Mm. And their headline was Quin it to win it, like for like the article, or whatever. And I gave our media guy, Sam, I gave him so much stick for that. I was like, that is so, like, that is lame. So lame. And then they were like, what's your fantasy team called? I thought, Quin it to win it. So apologies, Sam. Thanks for that. So for goalkeepers, I've gone the same with Hannah Hampton. Mm. I just think she's an unbelievable goalkeeper. I think she'll start for Chelsea. Like, I think she'll be number one. It's hers to lose. Distribution, some of her saves, unbelievable. And then I've gone with Becky Spencer. This was a tough one. Obviously, I'm thinking about people like Courtney Brosnan, people, but I just think that Spurs will concede less goals. So I was trying to think of it as like a points thing. It's not really down to the goalkeeper. Sometimes it's also down to like the back line and stuff. I played with Becky at Spurs and I just think she's techie Becky. She's good. So I've gone with Gemma Bonner.
Yep.
because she always pops up with a goal.
Yeah.
I think she'll play for Liverpool. I think she'll be consistent. I think they'll do well this year. So gone nice and solid with her. Very similar with Millie Turner.
Mm.
She'll pop up with a goal as well. I think she'll play loads of minutes. Clean sheets, hopefully. Greenwood, absolute technician on the ball. Captain, will play. We'll play every minute. I think City will do well. Just went with her.
Right.
Yeah. Liked her eyelashes. Put her in there. There we go. Gemma Evans was an interesting one. I'd spent quite a lot of money already at this point.
Okay.
But I know Gemma from like a few years back. She's been at Man United, didn't really get the opportunity, but she's left-footed. She's strong. She's aggressive. She can get up and down. She's an engine. And I just think she'll play loads with Liverpool. And I think she actually suits their style more than United. So I put Gemma in there. So if she doesn't do very well, then I'll be messaging her.
Just block her.
Yeah, I'll just never speak to her again. Yeah. And then Ash Neville.
Okay.
At Spurs.
Yep.
Great player. Very underrated. Yeah. Pops up with loads of goals, loads of assists, loads of last-ditch tackles. A couple of seasons ago, she was absolutely flying and people were talking about like an England call-up. Hopefully, she hits that run of form again. Great girl, so put her in there. Oh, God, don't make me say the name. The Japanese midfielder at Leicester.
Takarada.
Yeah, that's how I'd say it, Takarada. Yeah.
Takarada.
She's just tidy. She's reliable. I really do like the Japanese like players, the way they move the ball. It's the same with like Hasegawa and the South Koreans that we've got and stuff. Just like how they play. Hayley Rasso.
Peace.
Came in and scored. Obviously didn't get any points for that because we missed the deadline.
But next but week.
She'll score again. Yeah. Obviously she's experienced in the league. She's very quick. She's well-travelled in terms of very experienced as a footballer. Oh, Guru Wrighton.
Mm.
She's, for me, she's unbelievable. She's always, always up there with setting goals up at Chelsea and then she scores a few herself. I think they'll probably go win the league. So put her in there. Frida Marnham, always in the goals. She scored, didn't she?
She did. She scored. Yes, yes.
Didn't get any points for that. So that's great. Kenza Darley.
Miedema scored. No points. Yeah. Woo! Mead scored. No points.
All right,
woo!
Great. Kenza Darley, we like her.
Yeah,
I knew that we'd both have her
yeah.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
Very French. Very sexy on the ball. Just goes and does her thing. Va-va-voom. Does her thing. Yeah, Miedema, Mead, and Ramirez. They were the first three that I put in there. I was just like, let's sort out. Spend all the money straight away on the strikers. Ramirez is a machine. Beth Mead is tried, tested, proven.
Yeah.
And Miedema is the WSL all-time highest goal scorer, yeah. I think. We'll get the producers to check that stat. We'll let you know.
Yeah. My thing also was, I was going, oh, who starts? Who's starting for me and who won't be on the bench? It'll be tough to keep the teams happy because I think there'll be a few big players in there knocking at my door.
Knocking on your office.
But I'll say, look, I'm the boss. I'm in charge.
If any of you players have any issues with this team selection, just slide into the DMs.
Yeah.
We can explain our decision making. Mm-hmm. It might be how you've trained or...
If anyone wants to go and play with the 21s, they will.
Yeah.
So just be careful.
Yeah, no one's bigger than the club.
You can only come to me if you've been on the bench for 3 games in a row.
Oh, that's would that be your rule if you're a manager?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Actually, that takes us quite nicely into the next little bit, because I read the script and you don't. I can't find it now, but there was a bit on there about what kind of manager like we'd be. So what would you be?
A really good-looking one, to start with. Also, a fair one.
I don't think you would be fair.
I would be fair.
No, you wouldn't.
Right, what I would say is, being 8 years old, I've played football for a long time.
You've been around.
So I've worked with many different managers, not to mention how many clubs I've been at. More clubs than Tiesto, some would say. But anyway. So I've worked with loads of managers. And I always think, I know conversations can be hard.
Yeah, they can be hard.
They can be difficult. But I would rather be honest to my player and say, look, this is why you're not playing. Some go, it was just... And you're like, tell me that's your reason. Just say, if you think I'm pish and I'm not playing today, just say that.
Or if you've got something in mind that you want them to work on, then you need them to go and work on it.
Exactly.
So why not tell them that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think I'd be a very fair, honest manager.
So would you have that rule? You have to be on the bench for 3 games before you can come to my office and ask?
Yeah.
But doesn't it show, isn't it good intent if a player comes and says, what can I do?
Don't get me wrong. If somebody's playing and they've been playing well, but for a certain game, I might want to change it tactically and I might go with someone else, I will probably give that player... I'll pull them myself and I'll say, look, this is my reasons and this is why, but please don't sulk, do what you're doing. So I think that's fair.
Right.
Do
you know what I'd be?
What?
The world's worst manager.
Why?
Because I couldn't do it. Have you met me? I'd be like going to the referee saying, please, can everybody play? Can we play with 20 on each team? Because I can't drop anyone. I'm just too much of a pansy. What would I say? I'd just be like, oh, it's because I saw you eat a bacon sandwich and I don't agree with that. I just think I'd be rubbish. I'd be so... And everyone would be a striker. I'd have no defenders. I'm not wasting my time with defenders.
Okay.
In my team.
It could be a problem.
Well, I mean, we'd concede 19, but we'd score 20. Did you watch any of the WSL?
I did, actually.
Did
Keeping
you?
Keeping in mind that on my off day, I was travelling to watch my own team. But what I'd done is I had Waze on my phone because I was going a big diversion to the football because of the traffic. And then I had the iPad on the chair. I had the car. Am I allowed to say that?
No.
But I was just, the volume was on. So I was just like, and if there was a goal, I went, so I thought that was, and I was just going, well, it's the start of the season. I want to know what's happening.
Well,
and the biggest game to open the season.
Big game.
So that was it. Medium returns
and
to the Emirates.
She scores.
And she scores.
I knew it. It did take a bit of a deflection.
Yeah.
But knowing her, she probably meant it.
Yeah. She had a really good chance and all where she got the ball. She like chopped in onto her left, but she just didn't catch it right.
Yeah.
Or she kind of went for power instead of maybe a bit more placement. But even result in the end.
Yeah.
It looked very transitional, very open.
But then don't you think, like, obviously it's just only just the start of the season. And it was just a bit like neither team is.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Obviously had the chance to settle into like a rhythm and it was a bit open and
I get the two attacking teams anyway, so
and it's a big occasion going for that. As well.
Unpopular opinion.
Here we go.
Big pitch.
Right.
Maybe too big. Is the Emirates a bit too big? People might, but I just think if it's just a wee bit more compact, just in a wee bit, it's a bit more compact.
Maybe.
Like, we are not men. We go back to that. We are not men. Women are not small men. Like, so can we cover the distances, stuff like that?
Yeah.
So could that maybe make the game a bit more intense? Not, you want an open game. You want a transitional game. Yeah. I get the neutral wants to be entertained. But just sometimes I think, is it just a bit too big? That was all. That was
like,
all.
Obviously, I get the whole, like, you know, when people are like, oh, make the goals smaller mm-hmm. and all that. And you're a bit like, come on. But I do get mm-hmm. what you're saying.
What about the Arsenal starting team? Were you surprised? Were you surprised to see maybe Russo and Beth Mead?
Beth Mead
not starting.
On. Yeah. I was surprised, actually. Who was starting in the nine?
Blackstenius.
But, like, this is the thing, isn't it, with an Arsenal? Like, they're all unbelievable players. And you are going to have some people on the bench, but did I think it would be both of those two? No, I don't think so.
But
I was surprised.
Beth Mead obviously comes on 30 minutes to go, and she's got enough time to go, right, well, bring us back into the game.
She just looks around and goes, oh, I'm at the Emirates. I like scoring here. All right, I'll try today.
Beth is actually a great finisher, a great goal scorer. So,
it's her movement. I feel like we've spoken about this on the podcast before. Like, her first touch is always, she knows exactly where she's going to get, like, the shot that she wants off.
Yeah.
Whereas it just hits me and I panic. And just boot it towards the goals. Sometimes it goes in, sometimes it doesn't.
Chelsea Villa game?
Yeah.
What about the goalkeeper nearly scoring a header in the last few minutes of the game? Oh my God. It was like the FA Cup final. I was like, do you know what? I like it. Like, why not? You're going to lose 1-0 or 2-0. Like, say they went the other end and countered. Imagine that had gone in. It would have been unbelievable. But, like, what did you think of the Villa performance? Because it was actually quite good.
If you're wondering, I did watch that game too. So that's two games I've kind of watched. I know.
Okay,
I know.
So you didn't care enough about this podcast, but now you've got another podcast. You've started watching the football.
That's not true. I was so busy and so all over the place. I like this podcast where I came on and you kind of take the lead. And I'm just like, what day is it, guys? What time is it?
Boobies.
What boobies? So, you know. Yeah. I think Chelsea, the strength and depth in that team.
Oh, that's a joke.
I'm still saying they will win the league.
Yeah,
okay,
they will
win the league. And you've got the new manager, Bon Pastore, coming in. Great player herself. Winner. She's taken over from Emma Hayes.
Are you not similar age?
I think I'm just a little bit younger.
All right.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay.
She'll probably ask me to come on board with Chelsea at some point, though. Yeah, but whatever.
After she sees how you're going to run your fantasy team.
I'm busy podcasting, honey, whatever. So, Chelsea, not the greatest performance.
No, it wasn't.
But they've done enough. 3 points. Mm. Villa, I think, will have a good season
they
also.
They were good.
Yeah.
They were good. Pains me to say.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, they were all right. They obviously had spells and some really good football. Because we've spoken about this. The players that they've got, it just wasn't really clicking last year. So obviously, new manager, maybe new style, just a bit of a refresh. There were some really nice moments.
Should have scored.
Yeah, they should have scored. But what about the whole Lauren James? She didn't start.
Right.
Which I get. Obviously, new manager's going to have different opinions on things. But then they brought her on with like 3 minutes to go. But actually, like, Villa were in the game. And I feel like they weren't guaranteed that they were going to win that game, Chelsea. So do you not bring her on a little bit earlier to make something happen? I just didn't give her much time at all.
I don't know the ins and outs. I don't know if she's fit, is she fully fit or not.
I just thought that was strange. I'd give her 15 minutes.
I think Lauren James, what we've seen, she's a fantastic player. Has a new manager come in? Mm. Does the manager want to see a bit more from her in training? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. And just like the style. Obviously, she's a luxury player.
Yeah.
So,
but, you know, I think she knows how to work hard now. I think she's brought that into her game.
Yeah.
Maybe when she was younger, not as much, but I think she's learned that that's part of the game too. So maybe it's just a bit of that. Maybe they're just sussing each other out. And
I know, but when Villa nearly scored at the end, I thought, Chelsea still need to win this game. Do you know what I mean?
But what a goal from Canarid.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, what are you doing? Hand pass the ball?
Yeah.
Oh, no, hold on. Just chop in and score. Fine, whatever. Yeah.
You do you. I'll just sit on my ass and watch. Yeah.
And that's the time of the manager. You just sit back and go.
I trust my players.
I believe my squad.
So what about your red card then? Do you have a red card of the week?
Red card of the week is to, actually, I'm going to give it to our game there. We scored a great goal. Right. New signing, Sofia Jakobsen on the end of it.
Yep.
Great finish. Then gets a wee tackle and goes off injured.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she went off injured.
Oh,
so
I think
she's okay, touch wood. Then I'm just going to touch on that. New signings.
Injured.
I don't know if it's out there what I can say, but there's like 4 players that have been injured.
Well, yeah, because there's been a couple that have been announced that haven't been in the matchday squad yet.
Yeah, it's like we've got a curse right now. Yeah. There's a curse.
And there was a statement the other day about there's a knee injury.
Yep.
That's not what you want to hear straight away.
So
the season.
I don't know what that's about right now. It's just a touch of bad luck, but everyone will be back fit soon, and it's going to be a very strong competitive sport. So,
well, this is the thing. You kept signing them, and we kept signing them, and it was like, who's going to outdo each other here? Because I thought, yeah, our squad's going to be better. And then you started keep announcing all these Swedish superstars.
Surprise! Yeah. I've started learning Swedish.
How's that going?
Nay.
I don't know.
But that was no, but I'm not sure. That's all I know, sorry guys.
So why have you, is that to speak to them on the pitch or is that to chat them up off the pitch?
Both.
Oh, nice.
Both.
Yeah.
Hey, I've not actually, but maybe I will. If we sign another Swede, maybe I'll be left with no option but to learn some Swedish.
A little Duolingo type.
So
that's your red card, the injury curse.
Henrik Larsson.
Yeah. You can't even speak English, let alone another language.
What's your red card?
Right, well, I don't really have one. It's been an all right week, to be fair. We did say about producer Jack getting married. Mm-hmm. That's a bit of a red card because now he's going to be married and busy and we won't be able to go out on boys' nights out anymore.
Lads.
No, congrats. Very happy for him. I'm going to give it 2. I think I gave a red card on the pod before for like a severe cramp and I had that again on the weekend. Both my hamstrings just locked up mid-recovery run. So I've got popped inside and I've turned to try and like recover and I was running like I'd accidentally sat on a traffic cone or something. It was straight legs, I couldn't bend them and then had to sit down and have a Lucozade. That was very embarrassing because in the training on the Saturday, we'd done the free team game, but we had OAPs, the middle age and the kids. So it's so funny in like pre-act and the warm up and stuff. Do you know when you're just giving each other so much crap? Like, oh, what time's your mum picking you up? And they're like, oh, you're so old, you need WD-40 or whatever. And then I've got double cramp in the game. And one of the younger ones, Neve, just comes over to me. And she like leans into the physio bag and takes out the Lucozade. And she's like, there you go, grandma, type thing. And I thought, you
know. So what minute was it?
The first.
No, it was 45, like the,
40, just it was probably like 75, 80 minutes. Like it was.
So it's early days. Season's just kicking off.
I keep forgetting that. Yeah. I keep forgetting. Like it feels like we've been in season for a long time. I don't know if that's because pre-season was quite intense.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, you're still building your fitness, aren't you? Because you just can't compare anything to playing the games. But it was just because I was saying that I'm obviously like young and fit and fresh and then.
Yeah.
Locked
well,
up.
You are, in fairness, you are fit. You look after yourself. You are very fit. So I think 75 minutes, that's great. I'm looking at coming back as a 60-minute player.
Right.
That's all I need to do.
No, you just need that 20 minutes at the end.
No, I want to play more than that. Okay. I want to play more than that because it's like maybe 30 minutes, that's a bit nicer.
Right.
Or a half, whatever. But
yeah, can't you just do a half?
I could do a half. Yeah, I could do a half. But I'm fit. That's the problem.
I'm fit. This is
it's
the
just
thing.
Oh, I've been punished for my sins, I think.
Yeah.
For the last 4 years.
Right, so as you know, we asked you to send in some questions and we promised that we would answer some. So we're going to answer some of the questions now. I'm a bit nervous for it. Are you?
No, no. No.
I feel like we're about
fun.
I feel like we're about to be exposed.
Yeah,
or
that's exciting.
Okay, I don't know what this name is. Marie? Right, she says, although we don't want to think about it, with both of you as more senior players, don't know what you're talking about, now and starting to think about your next steps, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
At the top somewhere. Top of management, whatevs.
Champions League.
Champions League, top of the podcast industry.
Yeah.
I'm just going places, that's it. Yeah, I just really believe it. So, whatevs.
Taking over the world.
Yeah, if I do end up being an absolute...
I did.
Don't know if I'm allowed to say what I'm about to say, so I won't say it. But yeah, I'm just destined for the top, actually, I think.
I was going to say that you might be in prison. So it's good that you've set yourself different goals.
I could go that way too.
Yeah,
that won't surprise anyone.
Way.
But in my head right now, I'm like, don't think about that prison cell bed.
Think about
luxury
world
suite,
domination.
Apartment.
Yeah.
Boom. Big bed. Bitches.
I knew you were going to well, I'm glad.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh gosh, 5 years' time.
I'll be 40. I'll nearly be 40.
No.
Yeah. I'll be 39, 40.
Yeah, I don't know how old I'll be. That's maths I can't do. Well, I'm 31 on Sunday. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. This is my last podcast as a 30-year-old. It's so sad.
It's okay.
So embrace I'll be it. Like 35, 36, whatever. I want to be soccer aide. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of
yeah.
It. Big Brother. Love Island.
Yeah.
Obviously, everything has a duo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Yeah.
Maybe still playing. I've dropped out in a few of the leagues. I'm a centre back. I'm just spraying balls. Just spraying balls, pints at half time. I think it's Manal.
I can't say it.
Manal. I do have another question, a weird question.
Oh, okay.
How do you deal as professional athletes with playing or training during your stupid week before your period? I mean, this is where one has zero energy and feels like they have gained 10 kg. I actually like that it's been called a stupid week. Did you ever get where you're clumsy?
Yeah.
I dropped so much. And then that's what they say, though, isn't it, about injury then? Because your coordination on the pitch, going into tackles, jumping, landing. I hate that week, actually.
Mine's would be more like the training side I kind of crack on with, but it would be the week leading up, I will get a couple of days, maybe at training, where I lose my head.
Right.
And it's frustrating. Like, I can't pick up a drill. You know, I'm slow anyway. So it's that'll infuriate me. If I'm getting beat small-sided, if I've done something crap, I just cannot. I'm like a raging bull.
Like really grouchy.
But everyone knows just to avoid me, because it's like the screams. I need to release my anger. Yeah. So it's like... And everyone's just like, she's a psycho. But they just leave me to it. But I feel better for getting out.
I actually have seen that firsthand a couple of times.
So that's my only thing for the periods. Yeah.
I don't think I get like that. I think obviously everyone's human. They get like that a little bit. But my thing is the feeling like I weigh 10 kg more. Like the week before, I will eat everything in sight, like the whole kitchen. Crisps. My thing is like salty crisps.
Ooh.
And then I just feel like really like not as sharp, I guess. So I mean, you've got to get on with it, but it is in the back of your mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially with like injuries and stuff.
I guess it's all we've known now, so you do crack on. You just have to. But it's good now, obviously. You can see you've got this ring. It's called Aura ring.
Oh.
And married. Yeah.
It tells you,
Wife just doesn't know it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good. We use this at club to track. Basically, they use it to track our periods and our cycle. That's the main thing behind the ring, sleep. Yeah. It's actually really accurate, so it's quite good. I'm terrible. Sometimes I forget to wear it. Sometimes I wear it, but forget to charge it. Anyway, I'm trying to get better. I'm getting there.
Yeah, because sleep's another one as well. Like, we don't have the rings, but a lot of the girls have, like, the Whoop bands and stuff. And obviously, it just tells you. Oh,
Exhibit B.
I just don't like things telling me that I feel like crap or I slept like crap. Like if I wake up on a Sunday, I kind of know if I've had a good sleep or not. I don't need something reminding me that actually I didn't.
Yeah.
So I don't have that stuff in my head. Fair. But I totally get it.
Fair.
You like to know where you stand.
Okay. Would you ever take Life's a Pitch on tour?
Absolutely, yes. Shall we?
Yes. We will get on this.
Side eye the producers.
Yeah. We're going, guys. We don't know when, where yet, but we're going to do it. And I'm sure we'll have some bloody fantastic guests on it.
That would be such a laugh.
Yeah, it'll be a giggle.
I actually think that will be the point that we get cancelled, because they can't stop us.
Yeah.
We'll be live, we'll be on stage.
But hopefully then we become like a wee cult and we'll just have a wee community that follows about doing shows.
Yeah, and it's like a membership scheme and you have to pay us thousands of pounds to be a part of it.
Deal. Sorry.
And you have like 100 wives in our
car. I love it. Sold.
So yes, we are going to go on tour. We'll get a bus. We'll get a tour bus. So rock stars. Okay, next from Lucy. What a name. Oh, who is your favourite teammate? I'd say international or club.
Okay. International, you.
Yeah, obviously.
Duh. In club, it's probably, I'll go with my baby G, Georgia Brougham. And I'll go with Mitchie because she does give me a giggle at times.
Right, okay.
So yeah, probably them two.
I don't like any of my teammates. Probably you. I do like Big Lou.
She's okay.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah.
Small doses. Mm-hmm. Small doses. Mm-hmm. No, I love Big Lou. I have to say Bex. Because I want dinner when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
Be home late on the train. I don't really like anyone else.
Fair enough.
No, do you know when they all get well funny? Do you get this? Like, oh, you spoke about so-and-so on the podcast, but you didn't mention me. I feel like questions like that are just a trap. Because I have to go through everyone, otherwise they're going to get so offended. So I love you all dearly. I really do.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Also a lie.
Okay. Also on that, is there a reason behind your numbers on your shirt? I've got a really deep, meaningful reason.
Do you?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Yeah. Well, when I was at Villa, there was like no numbers left. There was a few numbers.
Yeah.
And 31 was there. And I had just turned 31. I thought, brilliant, that's my age. I just kept that sense because nobody wants 31.
Nobody's going to
care about
31,
numbers. I actually couldn't care less anymore.
I do get why people care, but I do think it's dangerous to get really hung up on something. Yeah. Because then you go to a new club and somebody's got that number and then you're like, oh my God, I'm not going to play well. I don't think that's a good start.
Do you know what's funny though? People nowadays, the divas of the world that can get in their contract.
Yes,
so they can come in and take
someone.
The number because it's in the contract.
I would love that. Do you know what? I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Whenever I, or if ever, I have another, like a new move.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be like, just tell me what numbers are taken. They'll be like, what do you mean? Like, just tell me your numbers.
What's your captain's number?
Yeah. I want it. Let's just see if I can go in and cause the drama straight away.
Yeah, do it.
I don't really have a meaning behind mine. So I'm number 17. I think there was an option to be number 7 when I joined Blues because I like number 7, but I also really like number 11 because I played on both wings. And just a combination of the two, took 17.
Nice.
And play in a few different positions. It's not like I'm an out-and-out 9. Or an out and out 7. So I just thought 17 will do me.
Do you know, on that, I did make that my number actually work too. Because you know how it was like Bellingham, why he was... So number 31, you might need to do the maths because I might be off. So started off playing up front, number 9.
Right.
Then I was a 10.
Yeah. 19.
Then I was a 8.
No, I can't do this. This is too much maths.
What's that? What does that get to? But I can't remember if I went with 6 or 8.
What, so they
and then
all
the four,
added up
so
to 31?
Add them all up, they make 31. I can't do it off the... We'll
so
fix
basically,
it
because you can play anywhere.
Well, just on the central areas. The central areas, so it makes 31. 31. But there's one number that makes it go over 31, so I can't mind what number we went with. Everyone do the maths and find out for yourselves. Under pressure.
I think that's the crappiest reason for a number I've ever heard.
So you add them all up, you get 105. You take 5 because I don't like the number 5.
just
but mine has actually been the positions that I played, so it makes perfect
my
sense.
Cat at the time was 3, so I took 3.
I've had 3 cats.
See? Oh my God, the universe.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a question here from Katie Ward. What is your dream guest to have on the pod?
That's right, I've not got a dream guest, but I was thinking the other day because it came to me because she popped up, and I thought GK Barry, if we could get her in here now that she's into the football
scene.
She
loves the football now.
Can we get her on? Can
her on.
Reveal her partner?
No.
But she's in the football world.
Yeah.
She's in the football world.
Do you know what though?
We could get her right here.
Just get rid of me and get her on, and this show would do 10 times better.
Okay,
to be fair.
Done.
Oh.
You can stay. You can stay. I think we would have a good giggle too.
Yeah. No, I would like that. That would be a good one.
Anyone?
If you could do your thing.
We'll try.
Ask her. Do your weird little thing where you slide into the DMs and see how it goes.
Hey.
We've spoken about Jill Scott before.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Obviously, legend of the game, but also just a legend.
We'll go up there though.
We're going to go crash her coffee shop and just be like, you're
coffee
actually
cakes.
On the pod.
Yeah.
You don't have a say in it. Smile.
Okay. We'll make this work. We'll make this work. Okay.
I would like Ian Wright.
Okay.
Because he used to play for Palace. Obviously, I'm a Palace fan. But also, from day one, he's been really supportive and into the whole women's football thing.
Yeah.
He literally has. And I feel like he's a massive, massive Arsenal man. He's always been so, like, knowledgeable and into the women's side of it. I think my first ever game for Birmingham, I came on as a sub against Arsenal. This is obviously like 7 years ago at Boreham Wood. There were like 40 people there because obviously Birmingham wasn't really a big game for them. And he was in the stands.
Mm.
Like he's just like, for me, he's just like top guy, very funny. And I'd wear my Palace shirt on that day as well. I'm getting to sign it probably.
That's lovely. That'd be cute of you.
A little fangirl moment.
Nice.
Is Rusha single?
Technically, I am.
technically,
I am.
But I'm not allowed to do anything about it.
Yeah. Something like that.
I don't know. So we're undecided.
We're undecided what we are.
You don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah. It's like
you're married.
I'm not married.
Right.
I am not married. I'm technically single.
Right. Well, there you go.
Heard it here first.
You're going to be in a world of trouble.
Well, maybe.
Your phone is going off as we speak.
Flight mode activated.
Right, that's all we've got time for. Don't forget that you can still watch our last episode with Maisie Adam. Don't forget to get involved with the fantasy team.
Roosh? I just want to thank everyone for the love and support. It's been great. So leave a comment. We like the comments.
Yep.
Like it. And if you keep liking it, we can push this and take this on the road.
We're going global.
It's the dream.
See you soon.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.